724-8233. Or by email.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle, hi, in studio with you this morning. And joining me on the phone is Lynn from the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Good. It's Leanne.
Okay. I misheard it earlier. So, but Leanne, thank you for coming on this morning. We really do appreciate it. And what we'd like to know is what is going on at the Coffeyville Public Library?
Well, as always, we stay pretty busy. Summer reading wrapped up earlier in the month, and right now we're just in the middle of planning for the next few months. We've also had a staff change, so we're now hiring for a library assistant. They can go online and get the application and the job description, or come into the library and we can get them that information as well. But this month, we found out that the system that we were using for summer reading to keep track of everything, Reader Zone, our library system has purchased. So we'll be using that in the future as well. Now, I think I was talking to Bethany the other day, and she was saying we might be using that for some future programming. And then I was also talking to the homeschooler group. And they are planning on starting, hopefully, to meet back by the end of this fall. So hopefully we'll have some schedules and we'll get that up on our newsletter, and I'll be able to tell you more about that as well. But currently, this coming next week, we're going to do a small group with limited seating for a movie. We're going to show Scoob 2020, and it will be August 25th at 4 p.m., we will also have a young adult book club for teens at 4 p.m. on Thursday, August 27th. And the book will be All the Bright Places by Jennifer Nixon. And anybody that's interested in that, they can contact Bethany at the library. She's our children's librarian. Right now she's kind of taken over some of the YA stuff, the young adult programming and teen stuff. So she'll be a great resource there as well. We are currently going back to about 5 day a week opening for the library. So starting in September, our hours will have changed, and it will go to Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And that just gives us time so that we can quarantining or cleaning. Our quarantine has moved from just 1 or 2 days to 4 days. There's been studies out there that say that at 4 days there's really nothing really living on library items. So we're doing that for anything that comes in, and so we like to remind people that when they bring back their library stuff, they'll put it in the book drop at the back of the library, even if you're going to be coming into the library. And we just appreciate that, because that way stuff's just going in one spot, and then we can sanitize that one spot and those items as they come in.
Right, because I remember you guys saying, for the most part, you didn't want guys drop. I know before the coronavirus that you didn't want games to drop in the book drop, but I'm guessing that's okay now because you want everything in one spot, correct?
Yes, and we're checking that, and we understand. And so, like, if something gets broken, we're being kind of lenient on that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, because I dropped a game, I think, last week. I was bringing back Jurassic World, so I was just making sure, because I remember hearing that last time I talked to you guys about usually games are you want games brought in so that, you know, they can be handled you know, a little bit easily, but with you're wanting everything in one spot when on a return, so games are okay, though, right now.
Yeah, and the same way with the DVDs and the Blu-rays as well. Like, we appreciate that, but we won't, like, if it gets broken in the box, we're kind of waiving anything that gets broken right now.
Okay.
Which actually hasn't been too much, so that's kind of an interesting thing right now going on. So we're learning a lot of stuff right now as far as cleaning. We do have 3 computers that people can come in and use. We kind of, if we can, we like to schedule that. But if they just want to come in, we'll let them get on if there's an opening. And we're keeping people, they can get on the computer for a certain amount of time, and then our system kicks them out. So, kicks them off the library. I mean, not out of
them. Right. Right. It just, logs them out of the system pretty much.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, what is it? Is it 30 minutes? It's 30 minutes or an hour, right? Is your max time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's an hour.
Yeah. Okay. And then
we'll be open on Friday from 9 until 4:30. Usually it would have been 9 to 5 previously, but that last half hour gives us time to clean up after people have been in there and stuff like that. So it's just precautionary type stuff. And we saw on Saturdays that we weren't having as many people coming in and just, you know, trying to save our budget as much as possible and our staff exposure. We decided to go ahead and just, you know, shut down on Saturdays right now.
And that's immediately, correct?
Yeah, and that'll start September 1st.
Oh, that'll start September 1st. So you will be open this Saturday and the next Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. I get my kids this weekend. We were thinking about coming out there this weekend. So
yeah. And that way it kind of gives people kind of an idea that we're going to be slowing down again a little bit. So,
okay.
And then, September 3rd, we are going to have a story time. Adam Miller, and he is doing a show, and it's called Along Came a Giant. We are in contact with him, and we're going to try to make that on Zoom. He was originally supposed to come in, but with everything being shut down with where he's from and trying to get here, we're trying to set it up for Zoom. So it will be interesting. We've had a couple of those this year, and they've gone pretty well. So people can look for that on our Facebook. We'll try to put it on YouTube channel as well. And then if anybody's coming by September 3rd, they're more than welcome to stop in as long as we have seating for it and view it.
Right, and in case somebody's not able to see it live, of course, since you're doing it by Facebook and YouTube, they'll be able to watch it at their own convenience, correct?
Yes. That's our goal. Yeah.
All right. Well, and again, the other thing I did want to ask real quick is, since the Coffeyville Public Library is a city building, masks, I'm guessing masks are required inside, correct?
Yes, they are. Right now, if somebody came in, we've been giving them a mask to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Although right now we're on back order on masks, so we really would like people to wear a mask. We may ask people to leave to come back with a mask or a face covering, and we understand, you know, that's kind of a hard situation for some people, and we respect that, but at the same time, we're trying to keep everybody safe. So
absolutely. And but again, so you guys, where are your hours again as of right now, just so that everybody kind of knows, because I know, like you said, they'll change in September, but what are your hours currently?
Right now, it's 9 through Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. through 7:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday is 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So it'll be the same. It just won't be Saturdays next week.
All right. Well, and again, it's next month. It'll be closed on Saturday. But again, it's just because it's been a little slow lately, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm pretty sure it's like, hey, you get a weekend, though. So anyway, well, if anybody would like to contact the library, Leanne, what are all the ways that you can be contacted?
You can always contact us through our phone, which is 202-251-1370. We also have email, and that's on our website, or you can contact me at ellie@coffeyvillepl.org. And then we also have a fax number, and you can call for that, because I don't remember it off the top of my head. Getting a little early morning, not enough coffee.
Oh, believe me, I know that feeling. my coffee every morning has to be some Dr. Pepper, or I'm not going anywhere for a bit. Another question I did want to ask you is, just in case maybe I go to the library and you guys may not have a book that I'm looking for, is there any way to like come and ask you guys if there's a way you guys can bring a book in?
Yes, we can get books through what's called interlibrary loan. But actually, right now, with our system, we're not just looking at books when somebody requests items right now. It had been shut down in March, but now it's back up and running.
Mm-hmm.
We share books between local Southeast Kansas libraries. I think there's 46 of us libraries that share items. And then if something can't be found there, we go extend out through the state of Kansas. And then if we can't get it in Kansas, we can try to get it throughout the United States. But keep in mind that all those items that we try to get, it also depends on if that library will share or not.
Right, right.
Because every library has some collections or guidelines. Like, they may only share in their state, not out of state, or they may only share as in, like, if you're their patron, or the item may only be viewed there in the library only. Like, there's different things that different libraries do. But if we can, we will try to get that to patrons. So we do try to get that, any item that they can get, if possible. So.
Most definitely. Yeah, because I'm not sure if you guys have it or not. I'm about to finish up Jurassic Park for the 10,000th time, because I've read that book so many times. In fact, my version of the book is so old, it says on the front, soon to be a motion picture. So you tell this is an older version of the book. But I was wanting to read The Lost World, because I don't have that book, and I'm not sure if you guys have it. So I'm going to be, like I said, my kids and I are coming out to the library this weekend, and I'm going to look to see, because I'm about to finish up Jurassic Park, and I'm going to see if you guys do have The Lost World.
Yeah, and then also on that, if you're wondering, you know, if we have that or have access to it, we have an online catalog that you should be able to view from our library webpage. It's called Seek and Find,
mm-hmm.
and you just click on that, and then you can search through there to see what we have or can try to find or get for you, and you can put a hold on yourself with your library card and log in for that, which would be, I think, the last four of the card or your birth year. So
very nice, very nice. I did not know about that, so that's very cool.
Yeah. It's one of those little, there's so much information that I could either make you really intrigued or bore you to death.
No, it's been very intriguing. I didn't even know about that. I'll have to check that out. And that's on your website, correct?
Yes, it should be, yes.
All right. Very, very cool. So lots of great information this morning, Leanne. And we appreciate you coming on. And I guess we'll talk to you guys about the same time next month.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, Leanne, you have a fantastic day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Leanne from the Coffeyville Public Library. Lots of great stuff there. I did not know about that Seek and Find. Now I'm going to have to check it out, because I want to see if that book is going to be available for me to pick up. Because, like I said, I finally got to like the last pretty much chapter of Jurassic Park. And like I said, my copy of the book is so old, and it literally says on the front, soon to be a major motion picture. That just shows you that movie, I think, came out in 93. So that shows you that book is older than that. So probably back the early 90s. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, though. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. And then we'll have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center coming in at 8:10. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Thursday morning, 58 degrees outside.